Rob Chapman's been good enough to join us, Chairman of the Adelaide Crows. Welcome to you, Rob. Long time no see after your fantastic function on Saturday brunch. What, that was magnificent.
Hey, nice little brunch up there at the Park Hyatt, 10:30 in the morning. You hosted it extremely well. Everyone had a good time, and then a leisurely stroll down to the G.
Very nice. And Susan Hall and Don McKenzie do great things with your functions too, by the way. A couple of gold items you've got there. Rob, you've got a gold item in Patrick Dangerfield, and you're not going to let him go.
We wouldn't let him go very easily at all. They don't come around all that often, as you know. We took him in the draft several years ago, and he's just got natural talent. We think he's blossomed in our structure, and we want him to be part of our success over the next several years. So we want to hang on to him tightly.
How are you going to protect him from the speculation all year, presuming that he's also going to assess where the Adelaide Crows are at during the next 7 months as well?
Yeah, very, very true. And as you know, over here in Adelaide, you know, the speculation's probably even more intense than what it is in Victoria. But, look, we'll protect him as best we can. Look, I think he and his manager are saying all of the right things. That's the truth to them. He loves the city of Adelaide. He loves our footy club. He loves his teammates. So, look, that's a good start. I hate this stage of the contract when there's that year to go and you want to protect the players during it, because only they can make it, and they'll make it with all the information they've got available at their fingertips at the right time for them. So I'll be pleading for a little bit of patience for him. We're not going to rush him, and he'll make the right call.
Rob, do you address the speculation with him directly? And it does seem it's almost a yearly event, the smoke surrounding a return home for the superstar.
Yeah, and others. It's just, I think Patrick's, a talent. You know, he's from down Moggs Creek way. You know, he's always going to get linked to a Victorian team, you know, that go-home factor. But, you know, as Dwayne said, we've got to protect him as best we can and give him every reason to want to stay in Adelaide. And, I think we're doing that. We're going through a period of change at the moment. I've got my new CEO starting tomorrow. We'll have a new coach probably sooner rather than later. And, we look forward to having that person on board for the start of the pre-season.
Have you had something in concrete in terms of numbers and years to Paddy's manager in terms of an extension for a while, or you haven't got to that stage yet?
Not at that stage. As I said, we don't want to rush him. I didn't address your question very well earlier. You know, we're not going to front him and eyeball him. Look, he's got a deal with us. It expires at the end of this season. Naturally, we'll engage him in some discussion along the way. Naturally, again, we'd like him to sign as soon as possible. But look, it's his call, and we don't want any undue pressure on him. All we've got to keep doing is providing him with every reason for him to stay, and probably that starts with some field on or some success on the field.
Who's going to pick your coach, Rob? I understand that that's going to be a process that'll happen over the next couple of weeks. Who will be assigned to that?
Yeah, so the boys that form the committee to go and find the coaches, Mark Ricciuto, Andrew Pays, who's our footy director, he's a veteran of the SANFL and a veteran of our board. A bloke called Alan Stewart, who you'd be familiar with.
Yep, former Central great
district.
Junior coach.
Oh, great junior coach. A fantastic assessor of character.
Yep.
He's one of the first guys I go to after a game and glean his insights as to what's happened. And, of course, our new CEO, Andrew Fagan. So we've got a couple of fresh sets of eyes there, a couple of veterans, and they'll go and find the two or three that we think fit what we're looking for, and then that'll come to the board. It's a board decision, and the board will make the final call.
Did you want to be on that subcommittee?
No, I've got too much to do, Dwayne. Not to say it's not important, but, I did it with the CEO. We got another subcommittee there. I did it last time with Brenton. We had another subcommittee, knowing full well that the chairman always has, the last bit of oversight and finally makes the decision. I'm really comfortable with that and trust the people that we've got involved in the process.
Last one from me, Rob. How difficult has it been for your supporter base, for your membership, to be able to talk them through the Brenton Sanderson decision without knowing full well you can't actually give them all the details that you were working on to make that decision?
Yeah, it is always tough. You know, there's that tension of, just exposing everything that led up to making the decision, to protecting reputations, to, you know, I suppose all that goes into the mix. Now, I'm happy to walk that line with them. I'm pretty sure most are coming around to understanding the reasons why we made that decision, and the ultimate reason is because it's in the best interest of our footy club and to give us every chance of success, you know, starting next year.
Rob, great to have you on. We appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Enjoyed it.
Rob Chapman, chairman of the Adelaide Crows. We need a break.